Brian, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I appreciate talking with you. A couple of columns you wrote recently I found fascinating. One was titled, Leave No IOU When You RIP. Apparently, there are some challenges with buying prepaid funerals.
Well, yeah, we've had a couple of cases over the years here in Michigan where people have been charged and convicted of basically embezzling or defrauding people on prepaid funeral homes and also cemetery plans. We just had a case in Roseville last week where people are being charged with another $70,000 going missing from a funeral home. And a lot of people will tell you that pre-planning a funeral is a very important way to save money and to save a lot of grief for your survivors, and prepaying can make sense, but you need to know what your protections are so that this kind of scam doesn't happen to you.
Brian, I did not know that as many as 25% of funerals are planned, and I didn't know that, and I guess it makes sense that when people have to buy a funeral at the time the death occurs, they tend to spend a little bit more because they're grieving and not really thinking about money.
Yeah, no, it is a pretty well, all the people I've talked to have said that you tend to just kind of, for one thing, you feel time constrained, you can't really shop around, you don't really educate yourself, and, you know, you see something that looks nice or, you know, out of guilt or grief or a combination of both, people will pretty much overspend. And I think there's also the feeling that, you know, if you're planning it yourself, you are probably less attached to the idea of you being gone. You know what I mean? I mean, you're kind of like, yeah, put me in a hefty bag out by the car. You know, what do I care? I'm not here. As they say, funerals are for the living. So it's easier for you, if you're planning your own, to sort of tamp down the costs and say, hey, just pick up one of the aluminum jobs at Costco. I'll be fine. Whereas, you know, the kids are, or a spouse is more willing to go, oh, he needs the carved oak with the gold trim, you know.
Well, the piece you wrote, Leave No IOU When You RIP, was in yesterday's Detroit News, and you write that there are many options for prepaying.
Yes, there are. Quite honestly, one thing that it will do is if you know that you're going to be in a certain place, then you can arrange a contract with a local funeral director, and that one of the advantages there is that you will sort of lock in your costs as long as you buy a guaranteed contract, and it should say exactly what services are or aren't guaranteed. The problem is, what if you decide to retire to, you know, Arizona or Florida or wherever it's going to be? Now you're out of state, and then the funeral home may not be able to service you. Then that contract might not seem such a good idea. You can take out put money in a bank account that's payable on death to somebody who will handle your affairs, and you can still pre-plan your funeral and say, I want this, I want that, cremate me, you know, put me in the goldfish in the Rouge River or whatever you want, and sort of take that burden off the shoulders of the people who will be taking care of you, and you can just set aside the money in a bank account or a life insurance contract or a trust that's payable on your death to those people. Of course, once they have the money, they can do whatever they want. So you sort of need to know they're people you trust. Or if you do know, I'm going to be around here, I want to make a deal with this funeral home, then you can get a contract, and they put the money either into an FDIC-insured bank account or into a life insurance policy. And those are both escrowed in your name, just like your taxes and insurance money on your mortgage.
And, Brian, you write that if you're going to buy one of these, make sure you deal with someone who is licensed.
Yes. Everybody who sells a prepaid funeral plan in Michigan is supposed to be licensed. And you can check that with the state. Funeral directors also are licensed. And if they're selling, if you're a younger person and you're prepaying the funeral, they'll tend to put that money into an insurance contract to protect sort of the funeral home from inflation. Let's say you're buying this thing 20 years out. If they're selling you an insurance contract as part of that, then they also have to have a special life insurance sales license as well. And you can check all those licenses. If people have them, you know, it shows that they've gone to the trouble to at least become professional, become certified. They know the state's keeping an eye on them. It hasn't kept everybody from ripping people off, but it is a good first step. As far as I understand it, these guys in Roseville did not have those kind of licenses.
All right, Brian, I'm pressed for time. We're going to have to leave. I'm going to be getting back in touch with you. I want to talk about your piece about insuring rental cars. I'll shoot you an email. Thanks so much for your time. We enjoyed talking with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure.